News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, signs of English place names across Donegal, these are road signs, have been spray painted over, and local councillors have said that they think this will destroy tourism in the area. And I'm joined now by Trinity Students Union's Oifigí na Gaeilge, Padraig McBrody, however, who says the Irish language is what's being destroyed. Good morning to you, Padraig. You think it's reasonable to spray paint over these signs?
Yeah, so it's not about the act of vandalism for vandalism's sake, of course, but it's about the idea of place names in Ireland, the anglicized forms of them, fundamentally being colonized, fundamentally being imposed by hundreds of years of British rule, and especially in a county such as Donegal, which is a Gaeltacht county, with a high percentage of Irish speakers. And when you look at road signs in Ireland today, the Irish place names are not even equal with the English ones. They're italicized, they're smaller, and the English place names are in block capitals. And so when you look at our road signs in Ireland today, the Irish place names are clearly not even really meant to be read. They're more of just a decoration. And so I think that that's much more of what the person who spray painted them meant.
Okay. Nonetheless, it's public property that has been vandalised, and I have no doubt somebody's going to have to go and clean them now or that kind of thing. Do you think this is damaging to tourism?
No, I don't. I think if you look at some of the most prominent tourist areas in the country, there is a reason why tourists like to go to Gaeltacht areas. It's because that's where they feel that the indigenous Irish culture is the strongest. Culture is a huge part of tourism. And if you go to a lot of other countries, the language and the local place names are actually a big part of tourism. I think, again, like that, the local culture is the tourism. And so, and also, but even besides that point, the idea that, you know, in Ireland, in Irish society, that our place names, that our indigenous place names should revolve around tourists, I think is kind of ridiculous.
Okay, so tourists aren't the issue. This is about locals, really. Do you think it should be the other way around? Do you think the Irish place name should be the big one and the English one should be the small one underneath?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I think that, you know, if we're a country that's proud of our indigenous language and if we want to champion our indigenous language in a real way, I mean, I think that, you know, recently we've seen such fantastic progress socially in Ireland in terms of our views towards the Irish language. There's been so many great things, you know, in the last couple of years, Oscar nominated movies and music and all that. But see, the thing is, if we want to be serious about this, if we're actually serious about our language, we have to take certain steps. And I would view it myself as a form of self-respect to our own indigenous place names, our place names.
What about, yeah. just you know, I take your point, and I take your point about being a Gaeltacht area and about, you know, I quite like the Irish names myself. I take your point on that, although I'm not sure about the vandalism and I'm not sure really why it's necessary. But if you look at somewhere like Dingle, which is a famous Irish town with an anglicised name, it was changed to Undangan, and lots of people in Dingle were saying, can we please have our old Dingle name back, because it's Dingle that people know and love and respect as the name of this area. What about the fact that sometimes over the intervening hundreds of years, the English name has become the de facto name?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that that's a very interesting point. I would point out as well that happened around now 20 years ago. And I think that even since then, a lot of social progress has happened in terms of, you know, the public's view towards the Irish language. But again, I think that, like, we have to look at why people kind of have this discomfort with Irish place names, right? And that is Irish place names. The reason why people have this kind of bizarre discomfort towards our indigenous place names in our own country is because of what's called a post-colonial mentality. And we're not special in Ireland. This kind of phenomenon happens all over the world. This is a symptom of a post-colonial society where...
Are you talking about things like Bombay being changed to Mumbai, things like that?
Yeah, so, but see, the thing is, in Ireland, it's much deeper than that because in Ireland, the linguistic eradication, the eradication of our language was much, much more thorough than in a lot of other, and then in, say, in places like India, where the where local languages are still much stronger. And so, as a result of that, we as Irish people have this kind of strange psychological hang-up about our indigenous language, where we think that it's inferior to English, and so
Okay.
that's kind of where that
All right. It's
mindset
a
comes
very
from.
interesting point of view. And I suspect there will be people who will agree with you as well. Thank you for joining us this morning. That is Trinity Students' Union of Fogana Gaeilge, Padraig Ní Brodaí. Let me know what you think. Does he have a point? What do you think about vandalising signs, red spray paint all over the place? Just let us know what you think about this morning. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.